Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Ayin Hey Chulin 75. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is continuing with our discussion of a Ben Pekua, an animal that after it was slaughtered, there was found inside it a calf that was viable and able to live. So the Tanakhama says that that calf does not need Shlita at all, and it can be even with that animal is kosher, whereas Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says that even if the animal was a filo ben chamei shanim, even if that animal is 5 years old and is plowing in the field, the slaughter of its mother has shlita simo metaraso, that the slaughter of its mother was what purified it and it doesn't need slaughter. So the Gemara asks, what is the distinction between the position of Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and the Tanakhama? So the Gemara says the distinction is Hainu Tanakhama. What's the distinction between Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and the Tanakhama? Aren't they exactly saying the same position? That in both cases, the baby calf that was found inside the mother's womb does not require slaughter. So Amarav Kahana, so Rav Kahana explains the distinction between them is Hifris Agabe Karka Ika Benayo, that the distinction between them is in a situation where the calf walked on the ground. That according to the Tanakhama, as long as the calf has not walked on the ground, it does not require the shlita, it doesn't require the slaughter. But if it walked on the ground, then rabbinically we'll say it requires shlita, because the sages made a decree that we should not eat it without slaughter, because maybe people won't realize that it's indeed a ben pekua, and they'll come to switch us and eat it with another animal, and also eat another animal without shlita. But according to Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, he doesn't even make this decree, and according to him, that even if the ben pekua never requires slaughter at all, and even if it's 5 years old and plowing in the field, and has walked on the ground, it does not require slaughter. The Abaye comes along in the Gemara, and Abaye says, even according to the Chachamim, who say that it wants its hifris al karka, that it requires slaughter, they would admit in a situation where the animal has an unusual feature, says Abaye, hakol modim bekolot, in a situation where the hooves were not split originally, but they were webbed, then ben pekua, in such a situation, shemutter, it will be permitted even without slaughter. Even the rabbis wouldn't say, because kol milsa de tmiya mitkar de kiri la inchi, anything that's shocking, people would remember that. And so we see from here that even according to Abaye, even according to the Chachamim, there are situations where such a ben pekua does not require slaughter. Comes along Ze'iri and says, Ze'iri, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Shizuri. So Rabbi Chanina says that the law is like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, V'cheinai Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Matir b'no u'ben b'no atzov kol adoro. So Rabbi Shimon Shizuri allowed not only the ben pekua itself without slaughter, but if you had a situation where there was a ben pekua that was the offspring of a ben pekua, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri would allow it for all generations forever. And so we see from here the position that in a situation where, certainly, and based upon the Gemara earlier, which we haven't cited, certainly in a situation where there were both parents of the ben pekua were themselves ben pekua, then under those circumstances, even until the end of all time, the animal would have a status of ben pekua, whereas Rabbi Shimon Shizuri would say it doesn't even require slaughter, or the Chachamim would say it requires slaughter rabbinically under those situations. So we see from here, we have a very important principle. We're able, theoretically, to establish a ben pekua farm today. That maybe what we could do is we could have two animals, a ben pekua and a bas pekua, and we could combine them together, and then that we would say that it's only required to have shlita rabbinically, and moreover, fine. So okay, so we're still going to do the slaughter rabbinically, but still, there's another tremendous leniency that comes out of the fact that they're a ben pekua. That generally speaking, a treifa, something which would render an animal non-kosher, would not render this animal non-kosher, and so therefore, we know that there are many leniencies which we're relying upon today, because the Mishnah Halachos discusses this question, because he says we know that today, really, we don't check for all the trefos when we check whether or not an animal is kosher, because we're relying upon the rabbinic principle of the majority, that the majority of the animals are not trefa, and so therefore, we can assume that the animal is not trefa, except with respect to the lungs. The practice is to not rely upon the rove, the majority, and to check the lungs. If that's the case, why should we be relying upon this rove, which is just a ex post facto leniency? But what we could do is we could create a ben pekua farm, where we have the offspring of all ben pekua, and we could mark the animals in a certain way so that we wouldn't forget it. Like it could be like the animals that were kolot, we would always remember it, and then we don't have to be concerned about the trefos disqualifying it. And so that's a issue that's discussed amongst the contemporary poskim. And so therefore, and also he points out that there are those who say that there's not even a concern about basar v'cholov, meat and milk together. And so therefore, according to those situations where we only have basar v'cholov rabbinically, we could be lenient. And so he says, even though he raises this question, he says that we don't do that, and that's not the way to do it, and he doesn't recommend it. But an even stronger approach is taken by the Shuta Levi, the modern posek, who argues, yes, it's true, there are many chashos, and there are many concerns with our animals today, and theoretically we could get out of them by making a ben pekua farm. But he says in the Shuta Shevet Levi that is not the purpose of our life, that really, he says, zeh ratzon ha-bora, that this is indeed the will of Hashem Yisbarach, that we should be so careful with shchita, be so concerned about all these chashashos, and Hashem didn't want us to create a ben pekua farm, says the Shuta Shevet Levi, so that we don't have to be concerned about any of these chashashos. Rather, when it comes to kashrus, that is exactly how we're supposed to be looking at it, with these fine magnifying glass, and looking at everything so carefully, so that if we come to a situation where we're creating a ben pekua farm where we got rid of any possible concern, that actually is not what kashrus is about, and so therefore we recommend strongly against the ben pekua farm.